Much of the last 8 years, my wife and I have been spending about a third of every year living in Buenos Aires. After I lost Copper Canyon, partly because my political activities made it possible for some very ambitious people to cut my throat, we've been spending all this time in Buenos Aires. And I was sort of burned out on translating ancient Chinese and Japanese. And wanted to sort of find something new to involve myself in studying. And at a poetry festival in Medellin, Colombia, I met a whole lot of poets from America del Sur. And I discovered that we were all brothers and sisters. Nobody ever asks a Latino poet, how come your poems are political? Why can't you guys just leave the politics out of it? Tell it to Negruda. Anyway, this is a poem that came directly out of a newspaper in Buenos Aires. And here again, there's the dirty hands of the Americans and the what used to be called the School of the Americas in Fort Benning, Georgia, where we trained terrorists to go terrorize Latin American countries. On the death of Jaime Osco Ana Maria, when they found his body in the trash pile near Pachachaca Bridge in Abancay, no one could say just who it was who ripped the nails from his fingertips, who broke his legs, who gouged out his eye, who finally slit his throat. No one could say who dumped him in the trash like a message in a bottle. No one could say who it was or why. But someone knows whose hand is on the throttle and whose is on the gun. What did the young poet say that he should have to die? Were the authors of this tragedy a death squad trained by the CIA? No one can say. Someone knew the delicate touch of his tongue as it brought to life each vowel and consonant of the poem. Someone remembers the tear in his eye when he spoke of the death of Lorca. The timbre of his voice when he spoke of the people. Someone remembers how he dreamed of democratic music in the shadows of the Andes, of poetry with wings. Surely the young poet knew that poetry is love, and in this world, love is a dangerous thing.